Well, you know that I've spoken many times about Matthew Murdoch Mills, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Murdoch Mills. Healthology is one of his organisations. He's been sidelined by ASIC, by the Department of Fair Trading. He's bankrupt. He's basically a lowlife who preys on people, and he's the bloke that tried to take me to court and take an AVO against me, which was thankfully thrown out by Dr. Brown, the magistrate, Dr. Roger Brown, out there at Blacktown. And that was quite a number of years ago now. But I just thought he might disappear into the ether, Matthew Murdoch Mills. Most recently, I spoke to you about, and I also spoke to Linda Burney, who I can't talk at the moment because she's in mourning after the tragic loss of her son. But Linda, one of our Indigenous leaders in politics, was most concerned when I told her that Matthew Murdoch Mills was claiming Aboriginality. That's his most recent go. He's been trying to force himself on various Indigenous groups because there's plenty of money on offer. I think he may have been trying to force his Aboriginality, which he's not, by the way, onto those groups so that once he identified as an Indigenous person, he could get his claws into the money of those various organisations. That was in the Hawkesbury. Well, I haven't heard it from anyone in relation to the Reverend Dr. Matthew Murdoch Mills, a doctor in, of course, what is it? Healthology. That's right. The Reverend Dr. Matthew Murdoch Mills. He bought that for $180 off a website, by the way, that Reverend Doctor title, which I also got. I'm the Reverend Dr. Ray Hadley, and I'm a doctor of nothing. He's a doctor of healthology. Anyway, haven't heard about him for a long time, and then all of a sudden, I get some emails from the Hunter Valley. Dear, oh dear, oh dear. Well, Ray, he's up here with his hands in the pocket of local Indigenous groups at Cessnock, around Cessnock, the Hunter Valley. We believe he's living out Wollumbi Way, and he is a big worry, a very, very big worry. Those people in that area have searched his profile when he came to the area, and all of a sudden my name popped up, and so did my podcast popped up. And the people up there in the Indigenous community, who are good, decent people, saw that the Dr. Matthew Murdoch, now he's got himself his PhD, MBA, BSc, that'd be, I know what that is, that's, of course, well, not what you'd expect, it's the BSc stands for Bull Artist, President, CEO of Birchfield Investment Proprietary Limited, AHI, Australian or Australasian Healthology, President of this organisation from January last year to the present, 1 year and 10 months, CEO of Health, Wellness and Wellbeing. He's the Church of Healthology head reverend. Look, he's a charlatan. He's a disgrace. He's a grubby little man. And I would say to all the people who come into contact with the Reverend Dr. Matthew Murdoch Mills that all he'll do is steal from you at every opportunity. So if you're in the Hunter Valley, you're in with a local Indigenous community, a local Indigenous group, and there's a bloke up there who's claiming to be an Indigenous person, and he identifies as the Dr. Reverend Matthew Murdoch Mills, or Dr. Matt Murdoch, as he now calls himself. His resume's there. I would strongly suggest you go to the 2GB website, the Ray Hadley page, put his name in and listen to all the things I've said about him over the years. He first came to our attention when he was, of course, launching himself in relation to being sort of a de facto NRMA, RACQ, going out and helping people. No. He's a shonk. And he's not a Bachelor of Science. He's not an MBA. He's not a PhD. He's a complete and utter, I'm sorry to say it, dickhead.